With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. In Jay McInerney's novel, Story of My Life, his protagonist, Allison Poole, and her friends live on air, cocaine, and other people's credit cards.
We have all been raised in a culture in which we've been imbued with the values that you ascribed to Allison and her friends a moment ago, where you buy things on credit, you don't worry about when the bill comes due, you don't worry about who's going to pay.
Allison and her friends never think about tomorrow, only today. They don't fall in love, they fall in lust. And Jay McInerney says, for the most part, they have ignored the AIDS epidemic.
And what I get a sense of is that people feel that the threatened explosion in the heterosexual population never came.
Jay McInerney, who is 33, believes that drug abuse will be a continuing problem among the young.
You know, most kids, by the time they get to high school, already know a lot more about drugs than their parents do.
McInerney has a good ear for language. Allison's speech patterns are much like those of the so-called Valley Girls.
It's a dialect in which the present tense predominates. Speech verbs tend to be verbs of action, like I go instead of I said, or I'm like instead of I said.
McInerney, best known for Bright Lights, Big City, truly captures the voice of the affluent but wasted young women of the 80s.
Whenever I hear a Just Say No commercial on television, I approve of the sentiment, but I want to say, you know, more or less on behalf of people like Allison, yeah, but what are we going to say yes to?
Jay McInerney, his novel Story of My Life is a disturbing picture of young people without morals and without goals. Now a Vintage Contemporary's paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Jay McInerney is among a cluster of young writers who focus on contemporary life and urban youth. Others include Tama Janowitz, Bret Easton Ellis, Meg Wolitzer, and Garrett Weyer. McInerney, whose most recent novel is called Story of My Life, is not altogether happy at being grouped.
That doesn't mean that I think that we have that much in common as writers. I think we see ourselves as being quite different stylists and having a lot less in common than some of the sort of lazy journalists out there would have you believe.
But McInerney, who also wrote Bright Lights, Big City, says publishers are now actively looking for new fiction by younger writers.
There has been a publishing phenomenon that has come about more or less in the wake of Bright Lights, Big City, in which publishers suddenly realized that people my age would buy books.
Jay McInerney is in his early 30s. Despite the boom in electronic media, McInerney is optimistic about America's literary climate.
A lot of us sometimes feel that we're about to surrender the culture entirely over to the electronic media, that we're engaged in a lost cause, those of us who care about the printed word, who care about books, who care about novels, and about the language. The day that we all stop reading is going to be the beginning of the end for all of us.
Jay McInerney tells us about the drug-hazed, sexual-permissive young of the 1980s in his novel, Story of My Life, now a Vintage Contemporary's paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.